Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nakatagdang madagdaga ng 103 dolyar o $103 kada linggo sa average ang sahod ng mga child care worker. Kasunod dito ng pangako ng federal na pamahalaan na pagtaas ng sweldo. Ang kabuuang 15% na pagtaas ay unti-unting ibibigay sa susunod na 2 taon at nakadepende sa mga child care center na dapat mangako na hindi nila itataas ang kanilang singil na higit sa 4.4% sa susunod na taon. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat. Isang special na pagbisita sa isang child care center sa Inner West ng Sydney habang inanunsyo ng punong ministro ang dagdag na sahod para sa mga child care educators. Nakatakda silang tumanggap ng kabuang 15% pagtaas ng sweldo na ibibigay sa loob ng 2 taon, ngunit sa isang kondisyon, kailangang sumang-ayon ng mga center na huwag taasan ang kanilang singil na higit sa 4.4% sa susunod na taon. Ang taas sahod na ito ay nagmula sa isang pangako ng federal na budget noong buwan ng Mayo.
This 15% pay increase is justice. Justice for the work that early educators do. Not just in minding our children, because that's not what they do. Yes, they mind them, but they care for them, and importantly, they educate them as well. Human brain development occurs more in the first 5 years than in the rest of people's lives. And that is why this is so important.
Ang pagtaas na ito ay tinatawag ng mga educator na mahalaga, kabilang ng Queensland Early Childhood Educator at miyembro ng United Workers Union na si Karen Moran.
We welcome this decision by the Albanese Labor government today that's been 20 years in the making. Early childhood educators perform some of the most vital work in the country, but for so long they've been the most undervalued and underpaid. And this decision today will change people's lives. It means that early childhood educators who've been relying on food bank to feed their own families won't have to do that anymore. And those that work 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet will be able to spend more time with their families.
Nakatagdang makatanggap ng dagdag na $103 kada linggo ang mga child care workers mula Disyembre ng taon na ito at dagdag na $155 bawat linggo mula naman Disyembre 2025. Sinabi ng oposisyon na sinusuportahan nila ang pinabuting sweldo para sa mga child care educator, ngunit sinisisi ang gobyernong Albanese sa pagtaas ng inflation.
You can't get a benefit as a worker if you're being given some money in one hand from Labor, but then the banks are just taking that and much, much more because your mortgage rates have gone up and your mortgage repayments have increased again this month. And it's not just mortgage payments that have increased under Labor. When you go to the supermarket, you know that every time you put your card over or pay cash at the checkout, you're getting less and less for that money. And that's because inflation is such a big issue that Labor's created.
Ngunit sinabi ni Ministro para Early Childhood Education na si Ann Ali, nang pamahalang ito ng Labor lamang ang nakinig sa hinaing ng mga childhood educator. Binanggit din ni Ministro Ali na pumirma siya sa isang pangako upang suportahan ang pagtaas ng sweldo para sa mga early childhood educator noong una siyang sumali sa Parliament taong 2016. Ngayon ang panawagan na iyon sa wakas ay isa ng realidad.
We know that brain development is 90% of brain development occurs in those first 5 years. This is not babysitting. This is not wiping bums and noses. This is education. We see you. We hear you. We acknowledge you. We know the vital and professional work that you do in helping our youngest Australians to grow and to thrive.
Sinigundahan ni Education Minister Jason Clare ang papuring ito.
Our early educators deserve a gold medal. They also deserve a pay rise, and that's what this is about. Over the last year or so, we've cut the cost of childcare for more than 1 million Australian families, and this is the next step, supporting the people that make all of this possible, the people who lift our kids up, by lifting their wages.
Ikinatuwa rin ng pambansang Lupon na kumakatawan sa mga educator mula sa mga non-government school at child care center ang magandang balita ng dagdag sahod. Narito ang pahayag ng New South Wales at ACT Secretary mula sa Independent Education Union of Australia na si Carol Matthews sa panayam ng SBS.
Look, we're pleased. Obviously, it's important that teachers in long daycare services get a pay rise. They're certainly being paid less than teachers in schools. And there's a real workforce shortage for that reason. So a 15% pay rise, even though it is staged in over a fairly long period, is a really good step in the right direction.
Ngunit sinabi niya na may ilang tanong na dapat sagutin, lalo na patungkol sa limitasyon ng gobyerno sa pagtaas ng singil ng mga child care center.
We're pleased with the government's cap of 4.4% on fee rises in the next 12 months. But we want to make sure that the funding increase is actually passed on to teachers and educators. I'm sure that that's the government's intention. We understand that will be done through an enterprise agreement, which the unions have been seeking. And we think that'll be the mechanism for ensuring that the pay rises do go to the employees.
Sinabi ni Education Minister Jason Clare na para matiyak ang 15% na pagtaas ay mapupunta mismo sa mga educator, kailangan magkaroon ng mga child care center ng isang rehistradong industrial na kasunduan sa Fair Work Commission at magkakaroon ng legal na maipapatupad na kasunduan sa Department of Education at mga provider upang matiyak na susundin nila ang 4.4% na limitasyon sa child care fees. Iginiit ng punong ministro na ang limitasyon sa singil ng mga center ay titiyakin na mga hakbang na ito ay makikinabang din ng mga pamilya sa gitna ng krisis sa cost of living.
Part of the condition of this will be a cap on fee increases, making sure that this delivers benefits for families on top of the increase in the childcare subsidy that we did last year. So that's why this is good for children, good for workers, and good for families, as well as being good for our economy.
Sa panayam ng SBS, sinabi ng may-ari ng childcare center na Toot Toot na si Pallavi Joshi na malugod ang pagtanggap niya sa dagdag na sahod para sa mga educator at sinusuportahan niya ang limit na 4.4% sa pagtaas ng singil para mapanatili ang mahalaga at mga may kasanayan na mga educators.
By capping the fee rise to 4.4%, I think the benefits will go to who it's meant to go to, which is childcare educators. I mean, especially post-COVID, finding good staff in the childcare sector has been a nightmare. And retaining them is even harder because this is an industry mostly dominated by female workers. And it's hard because, you know, with less pay, there is no incentive.
Bilang isang sektor na mas maraming kababaihan ang nagtatrabaho, sinabi ng CEO ng The Parenthood na si Georgie Dent na ang pagtaas ng sahod ay isang makasaysayang sandali.
Things that the members of the parenthood community, parents and carers know is that the work that early childhood educators do is incredibly valuable. It is not just babysitting. It is fundamental to supporting the education and development of children. And it is so thrilling for that to be recognised in a really meaningful way.
Isang unang hakbang sa pagpupunyagi para sa higit na pagkilala para sa mga early educators. Yan ang ulat ng binoo ni Catriona Estirat para sa SBS News na isinali ng inyong lingkod sa ating wika. Annalyn Villata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.